News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And for this half hour, I think one of our experts decided to stay home because it was too cold. So you're stuck with me this morning, but I thought I would play a little something that I thought was kind of fun. You might recognize this tune.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. Been hoping that you drop in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
There you go. That's the perfect song for today. A little Dean Martin. You may have noticed that I love music and I could probably find a song for everything. But Baby, It's Cold Outside is the truth. I just went out a second ago just to kind of check it out. It was so cold when I came in this morning in the 30s. I think it is warming up a bit now. We're getting up into the 40s and the sun is shining. So that's good news. We anticipate that the weather's going to be dropping now, it looks like, into the upper 20s, possibly in low 30s for the next couple of mornings. The good news is that as the day goes on today, they're telling us that it's not going to be quite as windy. So the wind chill that we're feeling right now, which drops at about 5 or 10 degrees, it's definitely going to be calming down. So then the rest of the week, our highs look like are going to be around the 40s, which is, I can live with that. That's a good jacket, coat, scarf, but it definitely will be a time for layering this week. So speaking of cold outside, I had to think about that this morning as I was coming into the station. You know, it occurred to me, we were talking this week about the New Year's resolutions, and one of the things that a friend of mine has suggested to me is a gratitude journal. And a friend of mine was telling me they had heard me talking about that, and she had suggested, she said, well, you can do a gratitude journal, but if you don't like to write, it's not a bad idea to think of three things that you're grateful for in the evening before you go to bed. Or you can start your day thinking of the things you're grateful for. So as I was driving in this morning, the first thing I thought of, and it seems so basic, is I'm so grateful I have a home. I mean, I'm one of the lucky ones. I actually have a home with heat and a warm bed. And I was thinking about those folks that are there out there now in the cold. It's really shocking. And I heard on the news last night, surprisingly, there are even kids in our school system that they estimate are homeless. Over 1,000 children that are participating in Escambia County and Santa Rosa schools that are homeless. So I was just trying to imagine what that would mean here. So in thinking of that, I thought it might be helpful, although I don't know how many folks might be actually listening, but perhaps if you see someone that's homeless, you know, the thing not to do is to give money, because we know, unfortunately, there are a few that would be using that for the wrong purposes, but there are others that we might be able to help in a different way. One of the ways that you could help someone, if you see someone out there suffering in the cold, it doesn't hurt to hand them a hot soup, you know, something that you could just, if you see them on the corner or you see them near your office building at work, you could do something that might just help them a little bit. There are ways to, you know, any kind of blankets, coats, jackets. If you have surplus, if you've been cleaning out your closets after the holidays, now is the time to donate those things. And you can donate them to various organizations. So one of the groups that does so much for our homeless is the Escambia County. In Escambia County is the Waterfront Rescue Mission. They're located at 350 Herman Street. It is a men-only shelter. And right now, because of the cold, they're suspending the $10 fee and breathalyzer requirement. So that means they're opening up to really anyone who needs help. So the warming center opens Thursday to Sunday all day. So someone can go there and just get warmed up in this terrible cold. Not necessarily spend the night, but at least possibly get warmed up and get a warm meal. The other location that is important for women and children only is Reentry Alliance of Pensacola, the REAP Lodges, they're called, 1310 North S Street. So you can direct someone to one of these two places. There's also the Reentry Alliance of Pensacola Maxwell Respite Center, also on 2200 North Palafox Street. So this is men with children and couples. So they've delineated where you have Waterfront for Men Only, Reentry Alliance on North Street is for women and children, and then Reentry Alliance at the Maxwell Respite Center is for men with children and couples. So they will not turn anyone away, but they do say they have an overflow at their main office, which is over on Blunt Street. So clearly the shelters are very full right now. Several of the churches in the area are offering shelters. Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Santa Rosa County in Milton. The check-in is from 6:30 to 8:30. They're accepting both men and women. They said no one will be admitted after 8:30 p.m. unless they are brought in by law enforcement. So the shelter does close at 7 a.m. each morning, so they've got their folks have already been, they've already left for the day, but they can come back this evening at 6:30. They're open through March whenever the temperature drops below 40 degrees, so we are there. And they only allow service animals, and they do have to have rabies verification that they've been vaccinated. So they do allow service animals at that Santa Rosa County at the Ferris Hill Baptist Church. So these are just a few of the places that you could direct someone to that might be in trouble. If you can give someone a hot meal, that's always a good thing. If you have extra blankets, you can certainly donate those. I know that most of the shelters will take donations. And another area that, of course, people are struggling with right now would be food. And you know I'm a fan of Manna Food Pantries, and they are accepting donations right now, of course. And there's just a whole plethora of things that you can donate to Manna. Typically, they don't want any perishables, no fruit or vegetables, but they'll take canned anything, basically, canned soups, canned vegetables, canned fruit. And the Manna Food Pantries are located at 3030 North E Street. So you definitely could help out there. They work with the sheriff's office. They work with some of the resource programs with the schools. They work with Boys and Girls Club of the Emerald Coast and so many other organizations, making sure that people are fed in our community. And, you know, of course, during the holidays, everybody's is so generous, especially when we have Thanksgiving holidays. They have lots of food giveaways. But now is the time in January after that holiday giving that so many of us do. Now is the time that they really need our help. So if you have some, you know, if you're cleaning out your cupboards, you've got some extra food, or you could stop by any of our local area grocery stores and maybe pick up a few dry goods. Peanut butter is always the staple that is really important, but Manna Food Pantries could always use your help. And then last but not least, of course, are our animal shelters. So I'm going to come back and talk a little bit about how we can help our animals in our community coming up right after the break. Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question about how some of the local shelters or ways that you can help the homeless and or animals, just text to me at 850-437-1620. So previously we were talking a little bit about things that we could do to help someone who is trying to get through the cold. But in addition to the human beings that need some help, our animals are in desperate need of help these days. Unfortunately, almost all of our shelters are full. I have on my Facebook every day. It seems like people are posting about stray animals, and especially in this cold weather. I read on Facebook yesterday that I thought was pretty funny. Is if you're trying to decide whether to leave your dog outside or your cat outside in the weather, sit outside with your cat for about 10 minutes and see if that answers your question, because it is cold. So do bring your pets in this kind of cold weather. But we do have some extraordinary places here in Santa Rosa and Escambia County. The Escambia County Animal Services do a great job, as well as the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the shelter. We've had both on the show here. Some of the other organizations I'm sure you're pretty familiar with, certainly what comes to mind is the Humane Society. We have the Junior Humane Society. That's the Pensacola Humane Society. And we also have the Panhandle Animal Welfare Society. I'm looking at a list that I found online, so I'm going to give them credit. This is Davis Animal Hospital. So they do all kinds of services, veterinary services, but they have a page. It's davispetvet.com, and it lists all the local rescue and adoption groups, which, by the way, I was not aware of many of these. They probably have a good 30 different groups. So to let you know about some of them, you have the Dog Only Phoenix Rising Rescue. We have the Joy Committee, Sunshine State Animal Rescue, and one of my personal favorites, A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue. So the important thing to realize about a lot of these groups right now is that some have facilities and some don't, but all need fosters. They need people who'd be willing to take these dogs that are being saved into your home. So the foster commitment, particularly with, I know for sure with Santa Rosa Animal Shelter and also with A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue, they will provide food, the veterinary care, that kind of thing. So it doesn't necessarily have to cost anything. I mean, if you can afford to pay for the food and those things, that's great. That's always a help. But if you can't, they need people who can take care of the dogs and bring them in. Because, for example, they were telling me at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter that they actually had 100 plus spaces available, which are completely full. And now they have over, I believe, 300 dogs and cats that are now being fostered all over and being taken care of. So the need is great. And it's something that maybe if you're feeling a little lonely and you're at a point right now in January where there's a lot of the outdoor activities are not available to you or your family, this might be a great thing to do because you don't have to make a full-time commitment. It's not forever. You're not adopting the dog, but you're actually acting as a foster parent for the dog or cat. And that makes a huge difference. There's also rescues for specific breeds. My friend Katie King, who is with the Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue. She's been on the show talking about taking care of the Great Danes. We have the Greyhound Pets of America, Amazing Grace Bully Rescue, Min Pins and Mutts Canine Rescue. So there's quite a few options there. And then we have wildlife rescue. I heard about, I guess it was last week, apparently a pig had gotten loose and was on either I-10 or I-110 here in Pensacola. And they had to actually capture the pig, poor little thing, and rescue it. So when you have an unusual animal, maybe not a dog or a cat, sometimes people's, I have a good friend that has several macaws, and one of her macaws got out, and she was just devastated. And it was one of the places that you can take wildlife, something a different type of animal maybe that you'll see, is the wildlife sanctuary. So they are based in Pensacola. They're open for animal intake from 8 to 5, 7 days a week. And they do have a phone number and a web page. It's PensacolaWildlife.com. And if you look at their on their website, they take in owls and pets and squirrels and eagles, foxes, it looks like a little bit of everything, even tortoises and turtles. So and a lot of times they're animals that are injured, so they will do their best to try to help the animal get the veterinary care that they need. And any of these organizations, they're all nonprofits. They all could use your donations. So if you got a little extra cash this holiday season, or maybe you're expecting a tax refund coming up this month, think about it. Think about donating to one of these organizations because truly, they really make a difference for our animals in the area. And unfortunately, there's just so many strays. And so at this time of year, folks got puppies for Christmas. So hopefully they made a responsible decision about keeping their pets. But remember, if for some reason you're not able to keep your pet, don't do something crazy. A couple weeks ago, apparently someone didn't want to keep their puppies, and they threw the two dogs off a bridge in Mobile. It was just heartbreaking. The amazing thing, the dogs survived. They weren't hurt. They were terrified, of course, but some Good Samaritans were nearby, rescued the dogs, and they are now finding homes for them. So the dogs are okay, but that's not the answer. You know, there's just too many places in our area that are willing to help, and you can drop the animal off and take care of them. Another thing that you can do at some of our shelters too is if you want to just spend time, you can go over and step up and just go take the dog out for a day. Take it out to the park, to somewhere that they could run, just to get out of the shelter for a little while. There are a lot of ways that you can help. So do check out this webpage that has all the different shelters listed and all the different animal help groups, because now with this cold weather, unfortunately, there'll be a lot of little animals that are going to be left to fend for themselves. So just be aware of how lucky we are. I'm just so grateful to have a home and to be able to have the heat. And I'm just very grateful today that I have the opportunity to perhaps help somebody else. So think about what maybe you could do today, because they say that it's in giving love and making a difference, that we feel better. It's kind of almost a selfish thing, because in the end, we're the ones who probably benefit the most. So we've got a break right now, but I'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Pep Talk, Vince Cola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Yes, we're talking about the cold weather. It's so funny because I used to live up north. This would have been a warm day up north. But today I have my boots on and I'm dressed like Nanook of the North with about five layers of clothes and the heaviest sweater I own. So remember, this is something we talked about first thing this morning. Remember the five P's of cold weather safety. Protect people. That's us. That's you and me. Remember to dress in layers and wear a hat and gloves. It's important to stay out of the wind and stay dry. Also, remember to check on young children and elderly family and neighbors who are the most sensitive to cold weather. If you do have a neighbor, make sure they've got a little heater or something that they make sure they've got some heat in their home. If the temperature can't be maintained at home, make temporary arrangements to stay elsewhere. And of course, I just went through all the various shelters in our area that are available both for men and women and families. Protect your pets. I just talked about that. If the cold weather's in the forecast, be sure to bring outdoor pets inside or give them a warm shelter to stay in. And we just spent an hour talking about plants. Protect your plants. This is the third P of the five P's of cold weather safety. We had Mike Wiggins here with the Garden Line talking about how you can cover cold-sensitive plants to protect them from the dangerous temperatures. And protect pipes. Cover your pipes and allow outdoor faucets to slowly drip to prevent freezing and breaking. And I was told even indoor, some of the indoor faucets, you can let a slow drip through the evening, especially when the temperatures are dropping below 32 degrees. And here's one so important. Practice fire safety. Use safe heating sources indoors. Don't use the fuel-burning devices such as grills. Bad idea. They release carbon monoxide, which is, as we know, a very deadly, odorless, silent gas. Also, make sure that if you use space heaters, be sure to use them according to the instructions and be attentive to any open flames. So always want to make sure your space heater is against, you know, in an open space, not near any blankets or rugs or next to a wall or curtains or anything that might catch fire. Because we do, unfortunately, so often this time of year, we will hear about a fire in our area that was triggered by an unsafe space heater. So these are the five P's: protect people, protect pets, protect plants, protect pipes, and practice fire safety. So those are my tips for you on this cold winter day. My advice, if you can stay home, cuddle up on it or a nice comforter and watch a couple of Netflix movies, that's the way to go. But if you're like me and you have to go to work, then dress warm and have some nice hot soup for lunch and do what you can for the homeless and for our stray animals. Anything that you can donate is going to be much appreciated. This is Meg with Pep Talk. We'll be back again tomorrow morning, bright and early, 9 o'clock, right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day today. Stay warm.